Psalm 127, a song of ascents of Solomon. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. Psalm 127 is given a title of a psalm of ascents. Right in the midst of a series of those, and this is kind of right in the middle of that series of the Psalms of Ascent. I want you to think of them, think of this psalm especially in the context of the people of God as they went up to Jerusalem to celebrate the feasts. That's when they sang these Psalms of Ascent. They anticipated standing in the presence of the Lord in Jerusalem and to worship Him there. That meant, however, that they had to leave their homes, to leave their vocations, their flocks, their fields, to sometimes travel a long distance to get to Jerusalem to worship God as directed. That's where the Lord had them gather together at their feasts. And I wonder if you've ever thought about the practical side of this. Who's going to watch over my home while I'm gone? Wouldn't this be just the best opportunity for enemies to invade when all of Israel is gathered together in Jerusalem? What about those northern reaches? Wouldn't it be dangerous for us to be gone and to go to worship God now? But you know what? God understood this practical side of His call to worship. When He called His people to come to Jerusalem to celebrate the feasts, He also promised that the enemies would not attack while they were all absent from their homes. He understood that practical side. And so, in faith, the people of God would leave their homes and their livelihoods, even though they might be vulnerable, and they would go up to Jerusalem. And by faith, they would go looking to meet with God. They believed the promise that God would protect them in their homes. And from there, they could express the faith that this psalm does, that we depend on God entirely for all of our lives. That's the central meaning of this psalm. That we depend entirely upon God for all of our lives. It's broken into two sections. Verses 1 and 2, we depend on God for our wealth, summarized by our homes and our cities, and for the heirs that we leave that wealth to, in verses 3 through 5, the children that are the reward from God. You see, you can build a house, a business, a family. You can build a retirement portfolio. You can build a city or even a nation. But if God is not in it, then all of your labors will be for nothing. We are very prone to think that we are the ones in control of all of our lives. We're prone to think that we'll succeed based on our own determination, the depth of our wisdom, the strength of our bank accounts. But in the end, unless the Lord builds, the builders build in vain. Unless the Lord guards, the watchmen watch in vain. And you can read all of the parenting books that you can find, and there are a lot of them. And you can parent to the best of your strength and ability, and unless God blesses, that will be in vain as well. We depend on God for everything. It really is the central message of this psalm. But there's another particular application that I'm going to make from it that I think will help you to understand it even better. In the title, you may have noticed that I read that this is a Song of Ascents. It also says it is of Solomon. That could mean either that it was written by Solomon or that it was for Solomon. And I tend to think of it as David writing for his son, Solomon. So think then about the Song of Ascents coming from a king. Imagine the burden on a king's heart for the welfare of his people. And so in faith, he too would recognize that the nation was gathering together and in faith trusting upon the Lord. But at the same time, the heart of King David would also recognize that he was leaving his son with a house to build, a city to guard, and children to raise. He had a house to build, the temple of the Lord. He had a city to guard, the city of Jerusalem, where the temple resided. And he had children to raise, children that God himself promised. God said to David, "You will always have a son to sit on my throne." David understood that Solomon, his son, had all these three things, a house, a city, and children. And David said to Solomon, "You can't do this, my son, unless God be with you. Trust in the Lord as you do these things." David wanted his son to depend on God as he acted to build, to guard, and to raise a family. And this ultimately and finally does lead us to Christ. In the New Testament, Jesus is revealed as Emmanuel, or God with us. He is the fulfillment of that temple and tabernacle and worship of God, because Jesus is the one who takes us into the presence of God. He's the fulfillment of the one who guards as well. He's the one who guards our lives and our souls. And you can know that he keeps you now and forevermore. And he is the promised son of David, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, whom David was looking for. Much more could be said about each of these sections, especially the blessing of children. I'll leave those for another time, though, because I want you to meditate on how you depend on God for all of these things. As you think on these truths throughout the month, think of your dependence upon Christ, how he keeps you now and forever. As we sing this psalm, we'll be using selection A. I hope you'll sing with knowledge and think of your trust in the Lord, your trust in Christ.